You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're at here in the country or the world. You are officially on the couch here with Dr. Michelle, as you always are. Yeah, it is a beautiful day today, especially here in Southern California. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to talk to you about coping still through the COVID pandemic and, you know, kind of easing into how we can change our lives and make it better and make this whole thing that's going around right now, which is affecting our lives in many ways, our relatives, our loved ones. Also, it affects so many things in terms of finances and not to mention, as a psychologist, you know, our mental state. You know, so many people are growing really anxious. There's a lot of depression out there. There's a lot of fear of the unknown. But actually, in my opinion, this is all a lesson for us to learn and to grow and to get stronger in our lives. So what I'm going to be talking about today is helping you, guiding you through these difficult times, no matter what they are for you. Everybody has their own set of issues and feelings and fears and wonders. And there are a lot of people out there who are realizing that actually this COVID thing, that's a bunch of lessons that we're learning from this. Positive lessons that can help us out and, you know, become stronger people and individuals in our lives. So what I'm going to be doing is giving you some ideas about how to improve your mood, how to not be so anxious and fearful, how to calm that high beta brain, as we talk about, and, you know, just take care of yourselves in general. And it's not only during this time that we're dealing with in COVID that I'm talking about. It's also about life in general and how important it is for you to take good care of yourselves. So first of all, I invite you to join me. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. That's straighttalkdoc, S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T, like straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. So let's get into it. Let's talk about what's been going on. One of the most common things that I'm hearing from patients and from colleagues is that they feel isolated again, that they feel stifled, that they are feeling like they can't get ahead in their life. And that's because, of course, the COVID pandemic has really trapped us all around the world in many ways. However, this is a time of reflection. This is a great time for us all to get it together and understand the importance of what this really means. It happened. Is it for a reason? Sometimes I think there are reasons for things, even bad things, that come about in our lives. So how can we manage this? How can we feel better about ourselves? You know, especially when we're feeling isolated, can't see our coworkers anymore. A lot of times, we're just working remotely and trying to hang in there. We don't have a lot of support. A lot of our friends, a lot of our families who are far away have isolated, and it's just really hard. We were getting really excited here in Los Angeles because some of the restrictions had opened up. And in many places, we didn't have to wear masks. It was on the sort of trust basis. Many environments, you know, here in South, we call it, you know, the South Bay or Southern California, West Los Angeles, that kind of thing, you know. But then this COVID variant came back. And a lot of people had to start masking up again. Some of the places closed. Everything was sort of outdoors. And it was, again, you know, here we go, another year, and we're doing the same thing. So hopefully, as more people move along in their lives and they get inoculated and, you know, feel a little safer, it's going to get better. So we're looking forward to that. What can we learn? We can learn from this how wonderful it is to be able to have the freedom to go out and about and to get more socially active with people when this opens up. Sometimes we take advantage of situations. You know, a lot of times we're like, oh, I can get together with my friends anytime or family, or, you know, I can be, you know, really going to my workplace and just having a good time and this and that. When it's taken away, we really understand the importance of all these things. Okay. So first of all, the lesson is to know that this has helped us understand the importance of getting together and not being isolated and reaching out and actually socializing when we can, more so with all of this. So that's really important because it's positive. Another positive thing about this particular, you know, issue that's happened to us for about a year and a half now, is understanding that we can get creative in our own minds. I found that a lot of people say that I'm lonely, I'm isolated, I'm, you know, stuck at home working remotely or not, or I'm bored if you're not working or you're, and it's really hard also because if they have kids, you know, the kids are stuck at home, they haven't been going to school. So a lot of people have this boredom or this, you know, kind of flat line, like, it's, you know, deja vu, another groundhog day of the same old thing, staying in, keeping. But there are so many creative things that we can learn to do. One of the things I suggest people to do is really get in touch with themselves a little bit more. It really forces us because when we're always out there socializing pre-COVID, you know, we lose that time within ourselves. We work, 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 and then we want to party or be with our friends on the weekends or whatever, you know, after work. Now we're sort of forced to go within and look at our own feelings and thoughts. Sometimes that can be scary, dealing with a lot of our own problems that we sort of tend to shove down or ignore, you know, when we're defocused on other things. We're focused on friends or, you know, doing stuff, activities, which are all cool and fun and everything like that. But this, the COVID thing has really helped us learn and understand more about getting into ourselves. So this time's a great time to learn how to meditate. A lot of people say, oh, I don't want to meditate. It's, you know, the gurus do that, or it's too hard for me. And, well, everybody can meditate. Anybody. What it means is just calming your mind and focusing on being, whatever that means to you. But to me, being is just going silent and connecting to yourself within. And that's the easiest part. Calming those high beta constant thoughts, the gotta do's, gotta feel, gotta, all those things that always go on. So it's calming yourself, breathing deeply to calm your physiological, you know, internal function. So your heart rate is slowed, your muscle tone is lowered, blood pressure usually goes down, and just taking a break every day. So if you can do that in the mornings before you get on your work, whatever that would be, or if you could, you know, do it in the evenings to wind down, maybe before you go to bed. But just go within and calm your mind. Everybody has different ways and techniques that they meditate. So some people use guided meditations. There's so many of them, different apps you can use. Some people just, you know, they go with certain calming music that they focus on or are really into, which helps us be in the now. Other people do other things to get into that meditative state. You know, they do art. They just get into it and start expressing themselves. Other people do music, right? They get creative. But it's being in the now without having your mind go 100 miles an hour to the what ifs, worrying about that, or bringing your past, dragging your past into the present. I should have done this. I should have done that. This is where you can let it go and let your mind rest and feel really refreshed. So these are wonderful, positive tools to use. And we can get back to this at the end of the show, too. And I can teach you a little bit how to do this if you'd like. If you're still sort of beginning or you've tried meditating, you force yourself to get into that I'm not thinking state. Everybody can do it. And it's, you know, we beat ourselves up for trying so hard. You don't try too hard. That's one of the other keys. You just allow. You just go with the flow. You let yourself get into it. So number one, we've learned to really appreciate the importance of socialization and our family and how important it is to connect with other people because we haven't been able to. Number two, what can we do to go within? Yeah, we can meditate. We can calm our minds. This is the time to calm our minds because we're always busy and active. We don't give ourselves a chance to do that. Okay. Another thing to do is really understand when you're calming your mind in your alone time, when you're around those work periods, if you have to work or if you have kids, with the kids, you know, in a relaxed state or nap time or when it's their bedtime and you can have some downtime if you're, you know, taking care of children. It's really important for you to calmly focus on your future, what you'd like to be doing. It's really hard during these times right now to say, I want to do this, I want to do that. We have these dreams, we have these ideas, we have these concepts, whether it's to become more abundant financially, whether it's wanting to travel more, whether it's wanting to get a better job or get out of working so hard and finding a way that you can accumulate some kind of money so you can do whatever you want to do in your life, travel, whatever that means. It's really important for you to take stock of what you'd like to do in the future. And I've emphasized this a lot on my show, but it's, you know, the concepts of utilizing peace, quiet, taking the time to do that, and focusing in imagery on what you'd like to do in your future. I mean, that's, and everybody can do that. You've heard me talk about the concepts of, you know, quantum theory in the mind, or as they call it, quantum consciousness. Well, it is a thing. It's very real. And have you ever noticed that when life you feel isn't going so well for you, things happen sort of one right after the other that don't feel well, or there's situations or people in our lives who are difficult, or we get ill and we don't feel well. And it's almost, you know, it's like a snowball effect. Because it can be when we're feeling and thinking the negative thoughts, and this is all tied into imaging what we want and the good things we want. So when we're feeling and thinking the negative thoughts, they snowball off each other. And that which we put out into the universe is what we get back many times. Okay. So if you're thinking every day depressive thoughts, oh my God, just my luck, this is going to happen. Things start coming to you from out there in the universe that are not very positive, and then other things start coming to you more and more. If you expect negative things, sure enough, somebody will show up into your life or a situation will show up in your life to make you say, you see, this is what happens to me. But the reality is a lot of it is about, and I don't mean to sound woo-woo, but a lot of it is about our thought energy. It's also scientific. It's also about the way we present ourselves to others out there. So it's not a fake thing. You know, being our most authentic self and trying to be positive is not easy to do sometimes. But as we present ourselves, even virtually, people pick up our vibes. So if you can try to be more loving, try to be more present for others, try to be more giving, understanding, forgiving, that's a really important thing to do. And this all ties in to creating what you want. So if you are on a continual roll of negativity, oh my God, life sucks, and then this happened, and then this happened, and that happened, let's switch it up a little bit. And this is one of the lessons of having to be sort of isolated during COVID, which is, how can I switch this up? How can I turn a negative into more of a positive? And I get patients who say to me, hey, I can't flip a switch. You know, I can't flip, I'm feeling yucky. I have major depressive disorder. I have bipolar disorder. I'm on meds. It sucks. It's a fight. I get it. I really get it. But you can take baby steps to try to walk yourselves out of the funk of negativity. Okay. So what I suggest, to be creative in your mind at this time. How do you do that? You focus on the things you want in your future, what would I like? And you envision them in your quiet states, wherever you can go sit, wherever that is, your happy place. Mine is on the patio. I love the trees in my yard and the greenery all around me. So, I just go down for a relaxed state. I don't even go into a deep meditation, and I visualize what things I would like to do or create in my life. I have certain things that I'd still like to, you know, it's not necessarily accomplish, but just enjoy in adventure. I have certain places I'd like to travel. I have certain things I'd like to finish. This book that I've been writing for a while, I'd like to wrap it up and just get to it. Then COVID sort of gets in the way of our plans, of course. But we can still plan for things we would like to do when things ease up a little bit. So how do we do that? We go into imagery. A long time ago, I did my dissertation on the scientific aspects of how powerful imagery is. What the mind thinks, the body follows. And the mind doesn't know the difference between something that's not real and something that's real. In other words, if you close your eyes and visualize one of your favorite places in the world, mine happens to be a beach in Hawaii on the Big Island. It's just this magnificent little cove. So I go there when I'm trying to visualize. I breathe deeply, close my eyes, and I start thinking about going to that island and that place. And what I've learned in the studies of the mind is that our brains do not know the difference between me being on that island in imagery. And especially the more specific I get, right? I'm specific about the water, the air on my face, and just feeling wonderful. And this is great for relaxation as well. But when I start getting really specific in my imagery, my mind thinks it's there on the beach. And if I were to go to the beach, my mind would be in that same specific place. All of those patterns that are showing up in, say, tomography or an fMRI that are lighting up when I'm thinking about that beautiful beach are lighting up when I'm sitting in my patio thinking about being on the beach. So anything that you can imagine is teaching the brain, you can create it. In other words, if I want to do something, if I want to change a habit, I start to imagine it in my mind and I feel the emotion of it. And the brain, when we're actually doing something, says, I've already been there. I know what this feels like. I've already done that. And you've done it in imagery, but we're actually doing it. The brain already knows it. So my point in this is you can create in imagery things that you want to manifest for your future. So whatever that might be, you might want to jot it down or put it in your notes, whatever really helps you as a tool. Think about what you'd like to accomplish in your future. Go into a quiet place, close your eyes, and image it and feel it and be right there. This is a really great technique that you can use to really, you know, help yourself become more positive about your future and create it as well. So, you know, on that, I have a lot of patients who come to me and they say, you know, I'm going for this job interview. You know, it's going to be remote, probably the job for a while, but I have this job interview. How can I present myself, you know, in a really great manner? So what I tell them to do, as many of the Olympic athletes are doing right now, right? Yes, they've been doing it all their lives, is imaging themselves doing a perfect job. Image themselves running. If they're, you know, track people, if they're gymnasts, image themselves rolling into their dismount and perfectly landing on 2 feet. Image yourself doing a beautiful job, a beautiful interview. So I say, picture in your mind, go into imagery and picture in your mind what the setting is going to be like, what your background is going to be like if you're not meeting someone in person. If you are meeting someone in person for an interview, just visualize maybe an office. Visualize how you're going to be looking, what you're going to be wearing, how your mindset is calm, how you're talking to someone. Prepare yourself to be calm. Practice the breathing. So in other words, again, whatever your future or a challenge is, I want you to think about relaxing and imaging it. Create it. Do it a great way in your mind and do it several times a day. Twice is great, because the more you go back to that wonderful, accomplished movie, as I call it, of your mind in a situation that you fear, you've already been there in your brain all these times. So when you're actually doing the situation, in the situation, going to the place, interacting with someone, whatever it is, you've already been there so many times that it's no big deal for you. Therefore, no anxiety. Therefore, no worries, because you've already done it so many times. It's impressed, imprinted in your mind. So be it. It is done, and you'll do it. See? And that's really the importance of imagery and how we create. You know, on the other hand, we always create the negatives. The worst case scenarios, the unknowns, the what ifs, we all do that. But if you do that too much, you know, in any kind of category of your life, you know, what you're going to do is your brain's going to believe it. Your brain's going to know it. So next time, if you're into a negative or a fear or something like that, your brain's telling you, if you've been into the negative for so long, and you've been not even imaging it, but you've just been flashing on, it's just my luck. I'm not going to do well. You're not going to do well because your brain believes it. Okay. So that's the importance of really staying in that imagery and feeling really at one with your own confidence. You know, you can also use these tools in relationships. Okay. One of the most common things that I hear in the relationship field is, I'm really tired of being alone. I want to find a special partner. I've been doing a lot of online dating and it sucks. You know, it's all the unknown, but it's also very addictive because I want to, you know, see how many likes I got, depending on whatever, you know, app you're using. But a lot of people, you know, are telling me that, you know, they're fearful of not finding a great relationship. You know, we're not going to find anything if we're always in a high state of anxiety. Okay. If we're in that high beta mind of worries, oh my God, what if? Oh my God, what if? We're not going to find anything. Never. Because we're too focused on already the negatives. And we're also too focused on the thoughts. What if? What if? Who's this person? How's this? Everything is speeded up right now. You got to pull back and slow down. You have to ask yourself, if you're involved in trying to find a relationship or you're in a relationship that is pretty difficult for you, you're not vibing with this person, you've been arguing a lot, you know, you have to ask yourself, would someone want to be with me? Am I the best person I can be for someone else? Got to think about that. We all kind of know what our weaknesses are. We all kind of know our habits. We all kind of know our issues. You got to think about those things for yourself. And that, you know, involves us trying to learn how to be the best we can be for other people. And that not only involves looking for a relationship, meeting new people, finding new friends, trying to survive in your old relationship, or just being a better person in general. So it's, how can I be a better person? And there's so many things online you could find out about improving who you are. And that means many of the qualities. So in this time, as I started out of COVID, we can learn so many different things about ourselves. So what are some of the qualities we can learn and contemplate and take our time to get into before we get into that new relationship with someone we haven't found yet? Or we have found and we really like them and we want to make sure that they're on the same vibe, or cleaning up our relationships, whatever that is. So how can we do that? How can we be the best person Well, you have to be the best person for yourself. That's number one. And what does that mean? That means that you have to take care of yourself first. You know, at the end of every show here on LA Talk Radio, I always say, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for other people. And people say, well, isn't that narcissistic? What does that mean? Yeah, no, it means that if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't be kind to yourself, if you don't give yourself a break, if you don't look at some of the, you know, weaknesses you have and try to clean up your own act, right? You're not going to be able to identify and find people out there who are on your particular vibe. Okay. So as I asked earlier, would you date you? Would you want to be in a relationship with you? Think about it. Don't just jump to, oh yeah, I'm a great person. Well, you probably are. But what are some of the things that you would like to clean up for yourself? And that's what I always have people ask themselves. What would you like to do? So you can always list things. You know, so some of the most important qualities are self-love, self-like. Got to like yourself. If you don't like yourself, it's going to be hard for others to like you because you're going to be projecting that out. It's how you present. And it's not only like body language, right? It's not only what you say. It's about what your energy is putting out too. You know, we all have learned how to read other people's energy. You know, you pick up a vibe from somebody, you say, I don't know why, but I don't kind of like this person, or I don't feel comfortable around this person. Yeah. So we have to really inspect ourselves and what we're putting out. So if you like yourself, awesome. What do you like about yourself? Think about it. Write it down. What do you love about yourself? Okay. What don't you like about yourself? Let's get real. Come on. Think about yourself. What don't you like? What things would you like to change about yourself? Oh, I don't know. Everybody has their own stuff that they beat themselves up about. So you've got to think, what would you like to change about yourself? And that's for real. You got to just keep it real with yourself. Okay. Now, once you identify those things, then you can start the process of changing. When you know what you love and like about yourself, awesome. You can project that out when you meet people or in your relationship. You can say, I know I'm a good person and I'm really trying to be a good person. Whatever that is, I'm really efficient and I'm good at helping out with the family. I'm really organized, and or I take care of myself. I take care of my health. I try to have a balanced life, whatever. Whatever you like about yourself, embrace it. But what you don't like about yourself, you can change. So jot those things down. Some of the things that I hear from many people, patients and family members is, you know, I don't like how quickly I get angry. That's a real common one. I don't like my temper because I always take things right away as a slight, or I get really sensitive about things. So you have to think about that. Why do you do that? What in your background has made you knee-jerk to anger? You can write those things down. So whatever qualities you might want to change within yourself, those things down, and what are the solutions you can find within yourself to change it? So some people say to me, you know, well, if I knew that, I wouldn't do that. Not true. Sometimes we really all have the answers within us as to how we can be a better person. But because of early upbringing styles and things that we've had to go through, many people have had to go through trauma. Many people have chemical imbalance, as we say, that they're dealing with. They're on medications. That's not easy to overcome. That's for sure. So a lot of people just go along and say, well, if I knew how to fix it, I wouldn't have a problem. We just get in the way of ourselves many times. So that being said, is what are some of the solutions you could find within your higher self to get rid of some of those negative things you'd like to get rid of? You must think about that. And actually you know the answer. Some people say, no, I don't know the answer. That's why I come to you. Okay, so I'll give you some of the possibilities of why that might be. But when you're just going into introspection about yourself and what you want to change, you just look at your upbringing, your background, what messages did you receive from that upbringing about you? Who were you in your family? Where were you? If you had siblings, were you the middle child? Were you the youngest, the oldest, whatever? What lessons did you learn from your parents, your parent, your caregivers, whoever brought you up? What lessons can you learn? And what did you pick up about yourself? Were you neglected? Were you abandoned? Were you? And you can read all about these things, right? Okay. Attachment disorders are really common. So these are all really important things. What can I learn about me that I'd like to change? Okay. One of the most important things I always tell people is to, you know, not only try to like and love themselves, but also to be self-forgiving. What does that mean? Usually, stop beating yourself up for the past things you've done. And I'm not saying, okay, you like murdered some people and you have to forgive yourself for that. Okay, I'm not. There's a lot of things, you know, that are pretty heavy. But I'm saying things that you beat yourself up for in the past, like I lost this relationship and I should have done this, or I should have done this in a work situation, but I didn't, and that's why I got fired. Or I should be straight A student, or I should be a manager in my company, or I should be this or that, or an influencer, or whatever you beat yourself up about, or whatever the things you've done in the past to hurt other people or to kind of mess up your life. These are all lessons that you had to get through in order to get to where you're at now. If you're still in them, so be it. Try to learn quicker about how you can change some of these lessons, how you can move it, how you can move along. So you can always look at your past and say, I forgive myself. I forgive myself for beating up on me, for not taking care of myself. I forgive myself for being that person who was always teased in school and bullied. I forgive myself for feeling less than. I forgive myself for not feeling as beautiful as other people or good looking as other people. Whatever that standard is for you, it's really hard to, you know, judge yourself based on social media right now. And it's all a facade. Okay. It's all a PR. That's what it is, social media. You got to forgive yourself for not living up to what others are projecting themselves that they actually would like to be. Okay. Be who you are. And that's going deep into finding out what your passions are, what your interests are, what you, again, like about yourself, what you love about yourself. That's what you have to go into. So it's working on yourself and cleaning up a lot of your patterns and really emphasizing the concept of self-forgiveness, because this is important to us, because we carry around these things the rest of our lives unless we don't work on them. I have people who are in their middle age and seniors who, you know, are always talking about, oh, I should have done this. And I'm really mad at myself because I could have done this, or I lost the love of my life, or I lost. You got to stop and say, what did I learn from this? And how am I going to make it better now? And I forgive myself for doing this. I even forgive myself for not forgiving myself. And you've got to clean all that up slowly. These are not processes that you could flip the switch on and change overnight. But every day you can take little steps towards keeping yourself on a positive path of self-growth. And that's what it's all about here in life. This is why we came here, is to learn our lessons and explore and have bad experiences, have negative experiences, have scary things happen to us. It's all about how we can get through it. How can we make the best of it? How we can live like and be like children again. Not naive, but wonderment, open to the what ifs, not trying to control everything in our lives all the time. Trying to be open to the what ifs and keeping it always some kind of an adventure in our lives. And not saying, I don't care about anything, I'm not doing anything, I'm just going to let the world come to me. No. No, I'm talking about creating what you want for your future here. Although you could take action out into the world as well, put it out there. I know a lot of people who are out of work right now. They're putting it out there. They're doing the resumes. They're doing the calls. They're chatting with their friends. You know, they're networking. They're connecting. They're doing all that. Yeah, that's what you have to do too, is put the action out into the universe. Reach out to people who you've been thinking about and you've been missing and you haven't contacted for a long time. Reach out to relatives who you've been missing. It makes you feel better, all right? So it's doing proactive things out there as well as forgiving yourself and thinking about writing down and imaging some of the things that you want to change and achieve in your life. We have to start to become passionate. We have to start to become excited about things again. You know, new beginnings, because, and I hate to say the COVID thing, but I mean, it really has put a damper on a lot of our plans. I was planning a cruise I think it was September. And I decided not to go because, I think about all those poor people when COVID was really ramping up, who got stuck on those cruise ships because a lot of people got COVID because they didn't know about it. So I'm thinking, well, since the variant's out there, I'm just going to kind of lay low and see how things go. But so far, I'm not going to go. I fantasized about this cruise and going all around Baja, and, you know, really enjoying everything in the Pacific Ocean. But that's okay. These two shall pass. And I've already imaged it. And I'm going to go. I'm going to do that cruise. I'm going to see how it goes. I'm going to open myself up to the unknown and the future and go with the flow. So that's my mindset. We have to be open to the adventure. Put things out there in the universe that you'd like. Image it, write it down, plan it. Change yourself. Excuse me. Think about how you'd like to change. Think about things you'd like to do. Image it, feel it. Think about you being a better you for yourself and for others. Learn how to draw boundaries with people who are not healthy for you. Learn how to take care of yourself better. Learn how not to rely on other people so much. Learn about codependency. These are other things that come up, you know, when we're exploring ourselves. Why are we so codependent on others filling us up or other things filling us up? We've got to fill ourselves up first. We've got to be okay with ourselves first. So think about all these things that you can do. Well, you have this awesome spare time when you're not working like crazy remotely or whatever you're doing. Some people are going back into, you know, hybrid office settings. A few people several times a week, couple of times a week, whatever, going back into offices and working remotely as well. So as this starts to open up again, you can think about taking the time to do all these wonderful things to help you. And you can plan your future as well. You can find out how to be a better you, things you'd like to change. This is a perfect time to make all these changes. We always make excuses pre-COVID. I just don't have enough time, and I've got to do this, and I've got to do that, and I was like hooked on, I've got to go to the gym today, you know, pre-COVID. I have a whole gym in my house. I can just do it right here. What's the deal? I'm bettering myself. I'm going out on the patio in private meditation. I'm imaging things that I would like to do in the future. I'm creating them already here, and so be it. They've already happened in my brain, so they're going to happen out there. And we're free to change whatever we'd like to do. but it's really time to help you improve yourself and become a better you for you. You can't change anybody else. You really can't. You know, I think that's one of the most common things that I have been seeing in a lot of couples who are living together, forced to be together, work together, or if they have kids, manage the kids together, you know, in the household. You can't change anybody else, right? A lot of people are getting really into a lot more relationship issues because they're forced to be together and certain situations come up which are really stressful. And they're not used to having that person around all the time. So what I want you to do is I want you to work on yourself. And, you know that you can only change you. You can only change your thoughts and your feelings and your actions. That's it. You can suggest to your partner, family members, whatever. I'd really love it if you could do this. Okay. You can learn how to communicate better. And say, you know, I'm feeling a little sad because I don't feel that you were really hearing what I was saying about this thing that really hurts me when you do this. You can learn how to communicate. You can learn how to open up. It's been really tough. But it's trying to keep things not necessarily fake or phony or everything's great up, you know, with your keep stable and keep it real. Communicate lovingly. You know, not only with your partner, but with everyone. But just come from a place of how you would like others to approach you. Okay? How would you like to be approached? You've got to think about those things. Really important. So, you know, these are many of the ideas you can do. Also, when you're dealing with partners or you're dealing with being cooped up in a household. If you have kids, hey, if you have your own way of raising them and managing the children, keeping them busy, keeping them occupied, you've become masters of that over this last year and several months, right? So continue to do that. And these are all ways that you can teach the kids to be creative. You can share with your partner, whoever has the heaviest workload, of course, takes precedence. But you can share with your partner on how to keep the kids occupied or things you can all do together as a family, you know, when you really have that downtime together. So it's really being mindful, you know, of living in close quarters with everybody. But how can you sort of keep the peace without losing it yourself? And it's understanding the situation you're in, understanding that every time you get angry or upset about something, everyone else is sharing that energy. And it permeates through everyone. So we're normal, we're all human, we all get angry, we all get frustrated, I get it. But if you can really think about the ways, you know, that you're coping with being cooped up as well during this time, and just being a better person for yourself, and not only that, but being kindlier. I always tell people, since they're cooped up, say something to your partner in a kinder way, instead of, you know, using the you statements. You're really inconsiderate. You're really a whatever name you know. You really don't care about me. You know, those accusations that are so harmful. And then you regret later, sometimes. Same. So be more kind. Think of how you would like to be spoken to by someone. All right? Try to be transparent. Try to be loving. Try to be kinder to others. And just think about also how they're dealing with it. How are they feeling in this time of being cooped up? You have to think of those things as well, which are really important. Okay. So these are some really important things to learn. And these are all lessons. And like I said, you know, this is a time in the last year and several months that we've all learned, my God, you know, it's all about appreciating what we have and the freedoms that we had before this and making the best out of this isolation time, planning our time to take care of ourselves first through meditation, positive visualization, learning those tools about how we think about ourselves and how to forgive ourselves and how can we be the best for other people. Again, none of us are perfect. We all have real feelings. We all have issues. We all have anger. We all have problems. But it's how can we make our lives easier? Be a little kinder. Express ourselves a little better to others. Keep it real. Go within and really learn about ourselves and how we can maybe be better people, not only for ourselves, but for others. And it's really important also just to take care of ourselves first, as I always say, and then you'll be good for other people. And really think about those words. Think gentle thoughts. Stay out of the drama. Stay out of the pain. Stay out of the anger. Try to calm yourself. Do the best you can do. Not only does it affect your mental, it affects everyone else around you when you're negative, when you're angry, when you're projecting your own stuff onto other people. But keep in mind, it also affects your body. You're releasing all these negative chemicals, which really stop any immune fighting systems. So keep yourself healthy as well. Try to exercise when you can. Take good care and try to lose some of those 15 quarantine pounds that you gained. I tried to do that and it's working a little bit more, input versus output versus exercise. All right, guys, thank you for being with me on the couch today. It's really been nice having you and I appreciate all your comments at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Thanks for reaching out and being here. And next week, I have another fabulous guest coming on, as I always do, an author who's really going to help you how to be a better self for you. Going to get into more details about what I talked about today. Have a great day and week, and I'll see you next Tuesday at 12 noon here, Pacific Standard Time, on the couch. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.